Merry Christmas. Oh, wow, you have to do better than that. Merry Christmas. That's a little bit better. You know, we began Advent with this theme across the Church of Philadelphia. Nothing compares to being here, right? And we all understood that. Because last year, by and large, we weren't here. In fact, last year, by and large, families couldn't really get together. Last year, Christmas dinners were held through Zoom. How you do that, I have no idea. Because you certainly can't eat through a screen. And so we really have come to understand the gift of coming together as family, as friends, and as church, because nothing compares to being here. I would suspect that God the Father thought the same exact thing. Yes, for a long time, he spoke through the prophets, through messengers, through events. But there came a moment when the time had come that he said to himself in his heart, nothing compares to being here. And so God became man in Jesus Christ. What's interesting about this incarnational event was fascinating and marvelous and mysterious is that God becomes man and follows our path, follows our journey. Like, he didn't just appear as a 30-year-old guy. He appeared as a little child. Now, that child looks like he's 2 years old, but he was actually a little baby. A little baby. Go figure. Go figure. And he appears in the midst of turmoil. He appears in the midst of turmoil. I love this particular gospel for Christmas that the church places before us as one of the options. And I particularly like and love and reflect upon a lot, actually, in the first few words. This is how the birth of Jesus came about. Now, most of us think, in response to that, that that's what it looked like. So everybody look over there. That was how the birth of Jesus came about. But that's some artistic rendition of someone's imagination. Because actually, in this gospel, the gospel writer begins by saying, this is how the birth of Jesus came about, and then describes a mess, an absolute mess. Mary's with child, a single mother, betrothed to be married, but not yet. And I say, I think about and say the same thing every year. What did those conversations look like? What did it look like when Mary had to sit with Anna and Joachim and said, Mom, I'm pregnant, but don't get upset, all right? Because it's by the power of the Holy Spirit, so everything's good here. We know the reaction Joseph had. Imagine that conversation after morning tea or coffee or a McMuffin sandwich. Imagine. Joe, I'm pregnant, don't worry, it's not yours. It's by the power of the Holy Spirit. So everything's good here, right? We're all good. Everything's fine, right? You understand? Well, no, he didn't. Actually, he didn't. He wanted to disappear. He made the decision to just step away. And he was stopped by the angel because God had other plans for this child and for him. The Annunciation wasn't all that different either, right? Artists, you know, they draw, they paint Mary and light and the angel and everything like that. But when the angel appeared to Mary and told her that she was going to be the mother of the King of Kings, of the Savior, of the Christ, the Messiah, the Prince of Peace, the Emmanuel, that she was going to carry in her womb the fulfillment of the prophets' words. Her reaction was not, "Yes! I can't believe it! What an honor! I can't believe it! And you have chosen me?" She didn't say to the angel, you're talking to me? That's not what she said. You know what the gospel tells us? That her heart was troubled and had fear. And the angel had to reassure her, don't be afraid. Had to reassure Joseph, don't be afraid. When we recount the gospel of Christmas tomorrow, the shepherds are told not to be afraid either. Fear is a very human feeling, isn't it? We're still in the middle of it, right? If it wasn't Alpha or Beta or Delta, now it's Omicron. Like, what is it going to be? Fear. It produces fear in all of us. But in the midst of the darkness of fear is this incredible light that shines through a little child. And the message is the same that was back then, it is today. Do not be afraid. So whatever you're going through in your life right now at this moment, because every Christmas is different, right? The story is the same. The story hasn't changed for over 2,000 years. It hasn't changed. What changes every year is actually you and I. We find ourselves in different places, at different moments in our journey. So wherever we find ourselves, that message is clear. It has been clear from the very first Christmas. Do not be afraid. I come bearing good news, it says to us. The Christ is in our midst. That God, no matter what, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are, in fact, no matter where you go from here, God will always be with you. What a powerful, consoling, simple message that God will be with us in this Christ child. There's a, I guess you call it a poem. It's pretty old. I think no one knows who wrote it. Maybe you've heard it. But I'd like to share it with you. He was born in an obscure village, the son of a peasant woman. He grew up in another village where he worked in a carpenter's shop until he was 30. Then for 3 years, he became a wandering preacher. He never wrote a book. He never held an office. He never had a family or owned a house. He didn't go to college. He never visited a big city. He never traveled 200 miles from the place he was born. He did none of those things one usually associates with greatness. He had no credentials but himself. He was only 33 when the tide of public opinion turned against him. His friends ran away. He was turned over to his enemies and went through the mockery of a trial. He was executed by the state. While he was dying, his executioners gambled for his clothing, the only property he had on earth. When he was dead, he was laid in a borrowed grave through the pity of a friend. More than 20 centuries have come and gone, and today he is the central figure of the human race and the leader of mankind's progress. All the armies that ever marched, all the navies that ever sailed, all the parliaments that ever sat, all the kings that ever reigned, put together, have not affected the life of man on this earth as much as that one solitary life, whom we call Jesus Christ. And all of you are here tonight, right now, and joining us through live stream, because somewhere in your journey, you encountered him. But better said, actually, he encountered you. He showed himself to you. He showed his love to you, his forgiveness and his generosity. And from that day forward, well, you know what? You were never the same either. The shepherds were never the same. The kings were never the same. All those who encountered him were never the same. You and I were never the same. And today, once again, we celebrate, remember, in a sacred remembrance, his birth. You know, when the people of the Bible remember, they don't remember just for the sake of telling stories, like we do when we gather around with our friends and we storytell, right? We talk about the past. And that's a really good thing, because we discover wonderful things in the past and learn from them and grow from them. But biblical remembering is different. It's different. Because as we remember, like the people of the Bible, people of faith, the reality that we remember becomes present again. So even though Christ was born over 2,000 years ago, our remembering makes him present again in our hearts. And through us, the baptized, he continues to walk the planet. And through us, his disciples, his missionary disciples, he continues to touch, to heal, to console, to give, to touch lives. And we all have had experiences, right, of people that have reached out to us in our moment of need and been the presence of Christ to us. And I'm sure, I know, that you have done so yourselves. That Christ becomes present, that Christ child. In a little while, in a few moments actually, we will remember actually the other end of his story. Tonight we celebrate his beginning. I often wonder what Mary was thinking in her heart when she was looking at that child. You know, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Prince of Peace, Emmanuel, Messiah, the Christ, all that. And she's looking at just like a baby. As she posed for the picture, she looked very pious. But I suspect that in her heart, she was saying to her God, really? Really? This is how you show up on the planet? You're supposed to redeem humanity? And if that child could talk at that point, he would have probably turned to her and says, yep, that's it. That's it. And not only me, but the church that I will bring together. And they will remember that this night. And they will also forever remember another night. And it was the night before he died, where he gathered with his disciples And he knew in his heart, he also knew in his heart, nothing compares to being here. And he wanted to leave us with this lasting, powerful, transformative, sacramental sign of his real presence. And in just a little bit, we're going to go to that table, that altar. And we're going to remember what he said and what he did. But because we do it as people of faith, like the people of the Bible, that which happened that night will happen again there. And Christ, under the simple appearance of bread and wine, will become real presence for us. His body and blood, his soul and divinity. And just as Mary probably looked at this little baby just like another baby, you know, all babies are beautiful, right? No one says, oh my God, that's really an ugly baby. We all say, oh my God, he's so beautiful, she's so beautiful. All babies are beautiful. And she looked at her beautiful baby and said, really? We're going to look at a simple piece of bread and a little bit of wine, and we're going to say, really? And you know what he's going to say to you and to me? Really. Yep. Really. How blessed. How incredibly blessed we are. Merry Christmas.